Tonight, WNED PBS has a new original production. It's called Discovering New York Suffrage Stories. With us, executive producer Lynn Bader. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, glad to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And before we get into talking more about the production itself, let's play a little clip from the production that might help lead us into this conversation.
Sounds good.
New York State is such a central space for a lot of this engagement to take place. There's so many women in New York who were all in for women's equality.
African-American women had been involved in the movement from the early days when they founded literary clubs like in Buffalo in 1830s and 1840s. Suffrage was always on the agenda. How can we improve the lives of our people?
How can we improve the lives of our people? That's a question I think that still goes on today. But let's, since we just came out of 2020, which of course was a difficult and challenging year for so many people, we also celebrated 100 years of suffrage in our country for women.
Certainly it celebrates the 100th anniversary, but I think what we learn through this documentary is that thousands, millions of women participated in the suffrage struggle, and they each had their own challenges. Black women had challenges. White women had challenges. It varied state by state. The movement began here in New York, and so many of the women that were part of this movement, well-known names that you know, it goes beyond that. You get to know four women. The first one is Matilda Jocelyn Gage, and she's sort of the third amigo when it comes to Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony. They actually wrote the history of women's suffrage together, the three of them. And her history is largely untold. She was from Syracuse and Fayetteville, and she spoke her first women's rights convention. She spoke as she was 26 years old, had three young children at home. Fascinating, fascinating woman. She was also greatly influenced by the Haudenosaunee women, or the Iroquois, in terms of her thinking about women's rights, because Iroquois women have had equality for 1,000 years. When, you know, back then, they were fighting for every little bit of equality they could get. We learn about Paulina Wright Davis, and she really used the power of media to spread the message of women's rights and suffrage. We learn about Hester Whitehurst Jeffrey, who is from Rochester, or moved to Rochester. She was friends with Susan B. Anthony, and she was very active in women's clubs. She was a Black woman at the time, turn of the 20th century, so like 1900, in the last part of the suffrage fight.
Right.
And then we learn about Mary Burnett Talbert, and she's from Buffalo, right? She moved to Buffalo and was well known here at the Michigan Street Baptist Church. That was her church that she attended. And she worked really on a local and a national level, spreading not just suffrage, but so many other things that Black women were fighting for at the time.
Interesting, of course, that you mentioned racial elements here, because there was a bit of a racial divide inside the movement, which is another one of these parts of the story that really has been overlooked. And we've got some audio from the program that might help amplify that a bit.
Sounds good.
People are talking about it as the women's hour, the women's era. And Black women are caught there. On the one hand, as women, they're being raised up and valued. On the other hand, as people of color, they're facing, along with men, the most horrific period we've ever seen of murders and lynchings and burnings and destruction of African American people.
And I would say that during this production, it was starkly apparent to all of us that we were uncovering issues that women, Black and white women, were dealing with then that we are still dealing with today. So we have developed a really comprehensive website. It's at WNED.org/suffrage. And there you'll be able to stream the program, the full program, right? You'll be able to learn more about each of these four women. Their educators, I want you to listen up, because there are great lesson plans that you can use in your classroom using clips from the program. And then we also commissioned some films from women filmmakers, and they cover topics of race, gender nonconformity, and the Native American influence on the suffrage movement.
The name of the program is Discovering New York Suffrage Stories. It premieres tonight on WNED PBS at 9 o'clock. The executive producer, Lynn Bader, produced this particular show. Lynn, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jay.